Okay, so you're trying to keep up with everything, right?
Yeah.
Especially in digital marketing. It feels like a whirlwind.
It really
And you
does.
need to know what's actually important, like right now, without getting bogged down.
Exactly. That's what we're aiming for today.
We're doing a deep dive looking at a vidIQ YT growth video, the fastest way to master digital marketing in 2025.
Yeah, think of this as your quick guide. We want to pull out the key trends, the really crucial stuff for the next year, according to their take.
Right, get those core insights, maybe a clearer path forward. So the video really starts by emphasizing just how vital mastering this stuff is now. It's not optional anymore.
No, definitely not. And the biggest driver they point to is just the sheer speed of change.
Digital trends, consumer behavior.
Yeah.
It's like constantly shifting.
It really is. What worked last year might already feel, well, a bit dated. Marketers are always playing catch up.
It's this constant evolution, isn't it? That seems to be the core challenge.
Absolutely. And it's not just about new tech appearing either.
No. What
Right.
else?
Well, the video highlights a really fundamental shift in how consumers, how we interact with brands.
Ah, right. We're not just watching passively these days.
Not at all. It's moved much more towards a conversation. You know, people are involved, they shape things, and they kind of expect brands to engage on their level.
Which requires a totally different approach from marketers. More interactive, maybe.
Definitely more interactive, more responsive, but that brings its own set of problems.
Like what? The video must touch on the challenges.
Oh, yeah. Data overload is a big one. There's just so much information.
Like drinking from a fire hose,
Exactly, that feeling. You have all these data points, but figuring out what actually matters, what insights you can act on, that's the hard part.
It's not just having the numbers, it's understanding the story behind them.
Precisely. And knowing what to do next.
And I bet there's also that pressure, for instant results.
Huge pressure. The video mentions this too.
Which must make it difficult to, like, experiment or try something new that might pay off later.
It absolutely can. That demand for quick ROI, it can sort of stifle innovation sometimes. You're trying to hit targets, but you also need to build for the future. It's tricky.
Okay, so it's complex. Constant change, active consumers, data everywhere, pressure. So what is working? What strategies or tech does the video see shaping things?
Well, it points to a few key areas. AI and machine learning are getting much better at personalizing things, making experiences feel unique.
Right, personalization makes sense.
Then there's voice search. With all the smart speakers and assistants, optimizing for how people ask questions out loud is becoming more important.
What else?
Influencer marketing is still growing, evolving as a way to reach specific groups. And data analytics, of course, getting smarter about tracking what works.
And video, still huge.
Oh, definitely. Video is massive for engagement, holding attention. That continues to be really key.
So, quite a few tools and trends there, but the video apparently singles out one thing as the absolute most critical piece for mastery in 2025.
It does. The single biggest message, the core focus they hammer home, is customer experience.
Customer experience. Okay, so above all the tech and tactics, it's about how it feels to the customer.
Exactly. There's so much noise online. So creating these seamless, personalized, genuinely helpful experiences, that's what cuts through. That's what resonates.
So less about the shiny new object and more about really understanding the audience.
Yes, deeply understanding what your customers need, what they like, what their problems are.
And then using that knowledge.
Using it to create campaigns that feel relevant, delivering the right message, you know, at the right time through the channel they actually use. It's about anticipating needs.
Right. So it's about providing value consistently.
Every interaction counts.
And focusing on that experience, that helps build
Yeah.
what? Loyalty, trust.
Both. Trust and loyalty. That's the foundation for long-term growth, according to the video. When you feel understood and valued by a brand, you stick around. You might even tell others.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. This deep dive, drawing from that vidIQ video, it tells us digital marketing is, well, always changing. You have to adapt fast.
Super fast. And remember, consumers are active players now. You need that conversational approach.
But the number one thing, the key to mastery in 2025.
It's that relentless focus on customer experience, understanding them, serving them, making their journey smooth.
That seems to be the thread tying it all together. Embrace the change, talk with your audience, but always, always prioritize their
That's
experience.
the takeaway. Get that right, and you're in a much better position to navigate everything else.
So here's something for you to think about. How does this idea, this focus on your experience, change how you look at brands online? As a consumer, does it shift your expectations? And maybe could that influence how you approach things in your own work or projects?